Hey, what's good? We are back. I'm the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. And we are brought to you by Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur. Well, we are back officially with the Triple M reviews on Triple P, the My Monday movie reviews. And today we're going to start with an independent film directed by the one and only Barry Williams out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. He is a good friend, but this review is going to be honest, and I'm never biased about reviews. You can check that out on music reviews when good friends be sending music. If it's okay, they just get an okay. And if it's a nay, they get a nay. Where do I start? Let's start with the start of the movie. Like all Barry Williams movies that I've seen so far, he starts out with drama out the gate, which is good, which is really good. That keeps you interested, prevents you from getting bored. Some of these movies, they can drag out the action, the drama. Barry starts with drama out the gate. He starts with drama out the gate. What else can I say about this movie? All the actors, this is out of all the movies I've seen Barry Williams direct, all the actors did very well in this one. They've done better than the previous movies. Some of the previous movies, there was a few actors here and there that I felt like could have did better. But every actor in this movie did very, very well. Let's start with that. And these are actors that are, you know, don't have a lot of movies under their belt. You know, a lot of these are actors that are just getting started acting. So everybody did very, very well. This movie is definitely Barry Williams' best movie to date so far. It's got some funny moments. You know, they got a character in there named Sean. Really funny character. Has a really funny moments. Even with all, you know, all the drama going on, they find a way to bring some funniness and some comedy to it. I definitely love the fact that he has Dizzle Brand Premium Luxury Liqueur as part of the script of the movie. And it's kind of one of the main characters. The ending is really crazy. The ending is really crazy. The thing I like about this movie is it reminds me of A Usual Suspects. Like anybody who's seen Usual Suspects, when you watched it for the first time, you know, you didn't know that old boy was Kaiser Sose to the end of the movie. And that's the thing. The movie is so great of a movie. You could go back and watch the movie again knowing the ending. It also reminds me of Lucky Number 11. You know, if y'all seen the ending of that movie, it you know, you think it might go one way and it goes another. Everything about this movie is really, really well put together. The details of this movie, the ending is such a head scratcher that most people will not totally figure out the ending. They'll be thinking one thing, but it's a whole nother thing. And that's what's good about it. It keeps you guessing. It keeps you guessing, and it keeps things open for interpretation. And you definitely could probably put a part two for this movie just because it keeps you guessing and open for interpretation and not knowing truly what happened at the end. Unless you really paid attention to this movie, every single detail of this movie, you will be baffled at the end. It'd be a head scratcher. This is a really good movie. I've seen plenty of Hollywood movies with big old budgets that are crap, that are not worth watching again. Like, this movie is worth watching again, especially if you get to the end of the movie and you're scratching your head and you're confused. You probably got to go back and watch this movie again to figure out what's going on in the ending. And that's really great about a movie. It keeps you engaged. It keeps you wondering. Barry Williams outdid himself on this one, man. I mean, based off of the budget that he put into this movie and how well it's doing. It's been on the Tubi popular page for like a couple days straight, just the main popular page. Then it's on other popular pages for different genres and categories. And if you like black independent films, this is one of the best right now on Tubi, man. And the black independent, the black independent films, they're killing it on Tubi right now. I mean, they're killing it. They're slaughtering it, you know. So, yeah, man, shout out to Barry Williams. Every movie is getting better and better and better. So if his next movie is even better than this, I mean, we're in for another good movie, man. A really good movie. If I had to rate it, I'd probably give it 4 stars out of 5. In order for me to give you 5 stars, it'd have to be something like probably like a John Wick movie, or maybe like Avengers Infinity War. Probably something like Usual Suspects is definitely like a 5 out of 5. But this movie is outdoing plenty of Hollywood movies. You know, Hollywood is over there putting too much politics, too much identity politics in the movies. Barry is just going to make a good movie. Just a really good movie. Typically a really good drama movie. Because that's all I've seen Barry do. And all his movies have twists. You think it's going to go this way? Well, guess what? Now it's going that way, man. Yeah, I'm so proud of Barry Williams. I'm so grateful that he put Dizzle Brand Premium Luxury Liqueur in this movie. And it makes me look good, you know, because he called me about the placement. And then I called my guy Roker, and Roker had the Dizzle to him like instantly. And I was wondering how he was going to do the Dizzle Brand. And, you know, the way he did it, you know, at first he has Dizzle just kind of pop up, you know, at the beginning. In a car wash scene, Dizzle kind of just pops up, and then you kind of really see how Dizzle plays a really significant part of the script or a role. Like Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur is like the ninth star of the movie, and I have to say, like all the main cast of characters, like that you see behind me on the cover, and just everybody in general did a really good job. I mean, sky's the limit for Barry Williams. Sky's the limit for these actors, because they can only get better and better and better if they're working with Barry Williams. So, yeah, man, this is a really good movie. I'm not saying it's just because Dizzle's in the movie. I'm not saying it just because Barry Williams is a friend. I'm not just saying it because this movie was filmed in, you know, my hometown city of Fayetteville, North Carolina, otherwise known as Vietnam. Like, anybody that knows me knows honesty is at the top of my list, man. So whether you're a good friend or not, I'm not going to be dishonest. I'm going to be honest. So if I say something is a good movie, I'm being honest. It's a good movie, man. Y'all definitely need to go watch this movie. And if you get to the end and you're scratching your head, you need to go watch it again. And if you still can't figure it out the second time at the ending, you might need to watch it again and again and again till you figure it out. And that's just what's so great about this movie, that it's a head scratcher. It keeps you guessing. It's open for interpretation. Most people they're going to get it wrong. I got it wrong. I got it wrong twice. It wasn't until I started seeing all these posts about the movie on these Tubi Facebook groups that I realized, oh, that's who did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was over here in right field. It's totally left field. It's like way left field. Most people are not going to figure it out. That's why you have to watch the movie again. And if you still can't figure it out, You got to watch it again, man. But this is a really, really good movie, man. Go check it out. I Made You, available on Tubi, featuring these stars you see behind me. Chad J. Burbank is in it, who I used to do Circle of Kings podcast with, and he was on Live from Vietnam with me. And, he did his thing. He actually did the scene where they shouted out Dizzle. He did a really, really good job. Every movie I've seen him in so far, he's done a really, really good job. To be honest with you, last movie, I felt like his character was the best. And go check out that as well. And that was called Not to Be Played With. And then Barry also got Spin the Block. And some other movies that I haven't checked out all of Barry Williams' movies yet. But from what I've seen, every movie is getting better and better and better. The acting is getting better and better and better. And like I said, this movie, it starts with the drama out the gate. It ends with drama. If you like movies that have zero happy endings to it, no happy ending to it whatsoever, go watch this movie, I Made You, now available on Tubi. And we're going to start pumping out these My Monday movie reviews. Every Monday, I'm going to pick me a movie to watch this week. And I'm probably going to try to stick with the independent films for the most part, unless some major film comes out that is a must watch for me. But I'm going to probably try to stick to the independent films. And probably you're going to see me doing a lot of black independent films in general. So, and if y'all got any movies that y'all think I should review or that you want me to review, please message me on Facebook or Instagram, Paul Pickett Podcast. Yo, tell me, yo, you should review this movie. I'll go watch the movie, you know, because that's the thing. I watch movies religiously. Religiously, I'm a movie buff. If I don't know an actor's name, I could, and I just know his face, I can instantly go and say, yeah, he or she played in this movie. So I watch, I'm a movie buff. I watch nothing but movies and TV shows religiously, man. You know, while I'm in here working from home, and I know a bad movie when I see one. And I know a good movie when I see one. And this is a good movie. It had me staying and watching the whole movie. I didn't get up and go wander off and do anything. I wasn't on my phone, staring at my phone like a lot of people do when they're at home watching their movies. You know, they sitting there staring at their phone. Like, when I want to watch a good movie, I want to watch a good movie. And this is a good movie. Go check out I Made You on Tubi, directed by Barry Williams Films, starring this lovely cast behind me. And I can't wait to see Barry's next movie. If the next movie is better than this, I mean, wow. I can only be surprised at how good. I'm not going to be surprised. I wouldn't be shocked at how good the next movie does. Like, it probably would do even better, because I go to my timeline. I'm following all these Tubi groups right now. And when I go to my timeline, I see I Made You post just swarming and swarming and swarming through my timeline, man. And there's a lot of people watching this movie, checking out this movie. I see people throwing this on their weekly Tubi movie list. So, yeah, go check it out. I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. In order for me to give it a 5 out of 5, like I said, you got to be Usual Suspects, you know, Avengers Infinity War, John Wick, you know, probably early Matrix movies. You got to be really, really at the, like, 5 out of 5 is the movies I just watch religiously over and over again. The Godfather, Scarface. But 4 out of 5 is really good, I think, especially for an independent film that doesn't have a major budget behind it whatsoever. Just a really good script, really good attention to detail, really good ending that will have you shocked, have you scratching your head, have you wondering, and have you open for interpretation, where we could get a part two of I Made You, and there's no telling where he's going to go with the part two. There's no telling. But, yeah, you know what this reminds me of, man? Like, the ending reminds me of, like, my favorite movie of all time is Glory. It reminds me of that movie to a sense with the ending. If you go back and watch Glory, my number one movie all time, that's another 5 out of 5. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I cry every time I see the movie. That was the first movie where the heroes died at the end. The heroes literally died at the end. There was no happy ending to the movie Glory whatsoever. Everything about the movie was sad as shit, man. You know? So that's what it kind of reminds me of. Like, there's no happy ending whatsoever to this movie, man. You know, and I think that's good. Like, every movie can't be these happy ending movies that just the happy ending makes no sense sometimes. Like, you know, you got a movie where some chick done fought off, you know, hundreds of guys that are 6'6" and up and beat them all up and killed them all. And now there's a happy ending. Like, come on, man. That's like sci-fi, fantasy, make-believe and shit, man. Let's at least make it seem realistic. So, yeah, shouts out to Barry Williams. Shouts out to everybody in this movie. Thanks. I want to say thank you to Barry Williams for putting Dizzle Brand Premium Luxury Liqueur in his movie. Make sure you go get your Dizzle, too, at DizzleBrand.com. Go to Tubi. Check out this movie. Really great movie. I'm giving it a 4 out of 5. And if Barry keeps it up, he's going to get a 5 out of 5 from me here real soon. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to an episode of the My Monday Music Reviews, the Triple M Reviews on the Triple P Podcast, Paul Pickett Podcast. And we're going to start banging these out every Monday. And also, don't forget to check out all my fight interviews as well. And I'm going to start doing more reacts and getting more back into the political commentation as well. Thank you for tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.